Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Restoring original Christianity for today involves using the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, because God says beforehand in prophecy to his prophets what's going to take place and what he is going to do. And he says, surely the Lord will do nothing unless he tells his servants, the prophets. Now we are talking about the truth concerning abortion. In the days of ancient Israel and Judah, they did not have abortions like we have today, but they had offerings of the infants in religious ceremonies to the god Baal and Moloch. And the children of Israel did that. And that was one of the main reasons that God destroyed them and sent them off into captivity. But before God did, he always sent a prophet. And the prophet always says, thus says the Lord. And then he tells them what they are doing. Now God sent Jeremiah to the city of Jerusalem and to the priest and the leaders of Judah. And he was chosen as a teenage boy, probably about 16. And he had a ministry of 40 years. God gave them 40 years. So when you read the book of Jeremiah, realize the length of time that this covers. But concerning abortion and what God thinks about killing little children, because the truth is, abortion is murder. Let's come to Jeremiah 19. Let's see what God told Jeremiah to do. And he made it very graphic, very direct. And every word was written down. And it's important for us to understand this, because right now, this nation is under the judgment of God, because we said when we began the nation, we believe in God. We believe in the Creator. And as a matter of fact, they use the Bible as one of the main instruction books in schools. But it's banned today. So let's read it. Jeremiah 19, thus says the Lord, go get a potter's earthen jar and assemble some of the elders of the people and the elders of the priests, the ones who lead the country, the ones who are to know, the ones who should be turning the people to God but were not. Verse 2, and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom by the entrance of the potsherd gate, and there declare these words that I shall tell you, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and people of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, which shall cause the ears of him who hears it to tingle. Now I want you to stop and think about that when there is so much evil in the land, God judges. And he always uses people. And they carry out his will, whether for good or whether for evil. I want you to think about what I'm going to read in this next verse. And ask yourself the question, what have we done as a nation? And ask yourself the question, what have I done? Verse 4, because you have forsaken me and have profaned this place and have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. What was the blood of innocents? The burning of the children in a ceremonial religious service to the god Moloch and Baal, which God says, You shall not burn your children in the fire to Moloch. What are we doing today? We're burning them in the society of fun and games and sex and drugs and rejection of God. Let's read on. They've also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I never commanded nor spoke, nor did it come into my mind. Now think about that for abortion today. To do what Planned Parenthood is doing today and other abortion facilities, aborting and ripping apart babies in the womb where they should be safe and protected, and then selling their body parts for research. Little sidebar on the research. Did you know that products from the tissue of abortions are used in vaccinations?
Various forms of vaccines can include ingredients such as formaldehyde, which again, according to the CDC's ingredient fact list, is included in but not limited to the children's DTaP vaccine Paralix, with independent studies showing it to be considered a possible carcinogen. Thimerosal, which according to the FDA as well as the CDC is a heavy metal mercury-based preservative that is used to lengthen the lifespan of the vaccine, serums and cellular additives from the organs of cows and monkeys, and the cells of aborted fetuses, which can be seen on the CDC ingredient list as WI-38 and MRC-5, which are included with the measles vaccine, which is at the heart of the current debate over forced vaccination.
Think about that. The next time you line up to have a shot put in your shoulder. Let's read on. Verse 6, therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the sons of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make the council of Judah and Jerusalem to come to nothing in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, by the hands of those who seek their lives, and I will give their dead bodies to be food for the birds of the heavens and for the beast of the earth. Question. Do we have a lot of enemies? Yes. Everywhere. Now, in the blessings that God said he would give to Israel, and also for us if we would obey God, he said that if you diligently keep my commandments and love me and obey me, that 5 of you will chase 100 of the enemy, and 100 shall put 10,000 to flight. Then in the curses, he said, that if you disobey me and go against me, these curses will come upon you, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, that 5 of the enemy will chase 100 of you, and 100 of them will chase 10,000 of you. Has that happened with the terrorist? Think about it. Because they are doing all these abortions. Over 3,600 a day, every day, every day, every day. Not even Adolf Hitler did that. Let's read on. And I will make this city a waste and a hissing, and everyone who passes by shall be astonished and shall hiss because of all of its plagues. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their own sons, the flesh of their own daughters, and they shall each one eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and distress with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall afflict them. Question. Have you heard about how vulnerable our electrical grid is?
There are 3 key networks that deliver electricity in the United States. They are the Western, Eastern, and Texas grids. Together, they are comprised of more than 160,000 miles of transmission lines and 55,000 electric substations.
Perhaps one of the worst parts about it, though, is that you really only need to take out one of the grids to cause a national catastrophe. An extra high voltage transformer, or what is called an EHV transformer, it's the foundation stone of our modern civilization. These EHV transformers are to our civilization what aqueducts and roads were to the Roman Empire. Our society can't operate without it.
But experts tell For the Record that EHV transformers are the most unprotected critical infrastructure assets in the nation.
Someone armed with a sniper rifle, attacking the transformers at San Jose, that if they were to use simple technologies to destroy these transformers, it could strike at the heart of our civilization.
Where are they going to get the food? Where are you going to get the water? Because everything we depend upon is dependent upon electricity. How are you going to live? Don't you think that there will be people desperate enough to kill and eat other human beings? Look at the mobs and the riots in the cities today. Don't you think that given a little more evil, that they would make a festival of doing that? Yes, these are not pleasant things to talk about. But here's the point. God caused it to happen before, and he's going to do it again. Let's read on. Verse 10. Then you shall break the jar before the eyes of the men who go with you, and shall say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Even so I will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet until there is no place left to bury. I will do this to this place, says the Lord, and to its people, and make this city as Tophet, and the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be as defiled as the place of Tophet because of all the houses on whose roofs they have burned incense to all the host of the heavens and have poured out drink offerings to other gods. After that, Jeremiah went right to the temple, and he told all the people in the temple. Now today, we can do this on websites, on television, on CDs. We can send this message so you can just fall right into your hand if you have a media device, cell phone. Then Jeremiah came to Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all its towns all the evil that I have spoken against it, because they have hardened their necks so that they might not hear my word. Those are hard words to hear, aren't they? And there'll be some people very offended. And they'll ask the question, well, why don't you speak pleasant words? Well, we can't do that when everything is upside down and backward and the land is filled with sin. Let's go on. Let's see what else God said. Let's come here to Ezekiel 8 again. Let's see what God told Ezekiel. And all of these things took place. And they have been all written down in historical documents. Have you ever heard of the works of Flavius Josephus? He writes the history of the people of Israel and Judah from creation down to the captivity in 70 AD and the destruction of Jerusalem. And it all happened. You know, there's some quirk of human nature that we all have, which is this, that if we don't think about it, it won't happen. Well, that's living in total denial, as so many people are. Now, let's come here to Ezekiel 8 and verse 6. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they do, even the great abominations which the house of Israel is doing here? That I should go far off from my sanctuary? That's why we have a segment called, Where is God? And how do you return to God? Now you need to watch those segments and see what you need to do. Come down here in verse 12. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, each man in the room of his idols? Now today, this is the super elite that run and govern this world. They don't serve the true God. They serve the God of this world. Have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove out here in California? Why don't you look that up on your cell phone? Just do a quick Google search. Bohemian Grove. And you will see that all the elite from around the world come there and worship idols. And that's not the worst that they do there. Even presidents, secretaries of states, leading bankers, prime ministers.
All the way to today, Hitler, of course, was a bohemian.
I think it's more Babylon mystery religion.
All of the elements are there. Of course, even the owl is a symbol of ancient mystery Babylon. The owl was worshipped by the ancient Egyptians and by the Babylonians. Many of the members of the Bohemian Grove have in their homes, as I understand it, small figurines of owls. And I believe they actually worship those owls as a symbol of the deity, the great goddess of Babylon.
No one's allowed to go in there. No one is allowed to report it. But you can't hide everything all the time, just like Planned Parenthood could not hide the fact that they deal in selling body parts of aborted children, thinking that, you know, we have license to do this. Oh, well, we don't call them body parts. They're tissue. We don't call them that we're selling them for experiments. No, they donate them for research. And isn't research good?
Really?
Because they just aren't. They are. The abdomen is always ripped open.
Wow.
And I don't understand.
Are the organs inside intact? Like the liver and the...
The organs are reasonably... Everything will get ripped up. You know, whenever we have a smooth portion of liver, we think that's good.
Because most
of the time it's like... just the instruments they go in to pull.
Yeah.
And it's just whatever presents first. And unfortunately, and I don't know why, a lot of times the abdomen presents first and they just go in and start pulling.
They don't have my interests in mind.
Or mine. That really pisses me off.
So that's the way it works, isn't it? Yes, indeed. These are difficult and terrible times. What has that resulted in? Come here to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. And as I read this, I want you to ask the question. Have these things happened? Are they happening? Is it real today? See, just because people don't believe in God, He's not going to accommodate them and cancel out His existence. I mean, think on this for just a minute. God is creator. God is perfect. Everything He does is perfect. Now, men come along who are imperfect, and they say, we don't want the perfect God. Yes, we want to believe in mud and slime and sticks and stones and evolution. Oh, aren't we wise? No, we don't want to keep the laws of God. We'll invent our own because we like those. All right. What about abortion? 60 million here. 1.3 billion in the world since the last 40 years. Think on that. But let's look at what God says to Israel, because that's who we are. Verse 1, chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Isn't that the way it is, even in the churches? Yes. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. Is that not what's in the headlines? Is that not the way that our cities are? Add in all the drugs, add in all the entertainment, add in all the television, add in all of the other sins to that. And we've got such a cauldron of sin that is boiling and percolating and sending up all of its dross to the top, and it's oozing over the top of the kettle. Think of that. And blood touches blood. Nothing could be more true of that than murders and abortion. Yes, the blood of the infant and the blood of the mother. Therefore shall the land mourn. Are we in distress here? Yes, in California, the capital of the same-sex marriage. It's burning to the ground because of our sins. We have a 4-year drought, and they're beginning to get anxious about what are we going to do if we run out of water? Because you see, if we don't have rain this winter, we are going to run out of water. And what is Nevada going to do when the Colorado River comes down below the pipes that they get water for Las Vegas? And what are they going to do when all of that yellow contaminated 500 million gallons of contaminated sludge out of the mine in Colorado works its way down to where they get their water? They live in the desert. Well, California has a solution. They're going to buy 95 million bulbs and put them on top of all of our reservoirs so that the sun will be reflected and we won't have any evaporation. Well, how's that going to work if we don't get any rain? If we don't get any snow? All right. And it says here, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field and with the birds of the heavens. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. Isn't that the way it is? Yes. Notice why. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge. Have we rejected God? Have we rejected His Word? Have we rejected His truth? Have we kicked Him out of the government? Kicked Him out of our schools? Kicked Him out of our personal lives? Yes, indeed. Notice what happens. I will also reject you from being as a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Isn't that what has happened to our children? Yes, indeed. They're forgotten. And all messed up because of sin.
Dear Lord, bless the food that's in front of us. Thank you, dear Lord, for all the family that is around the table. And dear Lord, please, I emphasize please, find Jesse a job come Monday morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Real funny, Dad. Made me look like a stupid idiot in front of the whole family.
It wasn't funny.
You
sarcasm.
Do this all the time.
I know.
Sarcasm makes me look stupid. Oh,
Jess, all we want is a job. That's all we need from you.
And I work for you. That's not a job. That's not good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's plenty good enough.
Could you, just say something that you're thankful for? It's Thanksgiving. You
I'm not playing his game. Why are you taking his side
of the game? I'm just trying to keep the peace. Let's just say something that you're thankful for.
Yeah, no, all right. Do I have to fold my hands and look up to the heavens and get on my knees?
It would be nice.
Please, God, I'm grateful for... All right, okay, let's do it. I'm grateful for the food. I think it looks good. Walmart does a bang-up job. I love it. It looks so good. And I'm grateful for video games,
fair enough,
if we're being honest, and I'm grateful for Mom for buying me a new Xbox One after my dad destroyed it.
So you don't appreciate anything?
Threw her under the bus.
You don't appreciate anything?
Oh, sorry.
You?
Did I put you in the spot there? Did I make you look embarrassed? What the hell are you doing?
If you're not going to act right around here, be part of the family.
You want to make a scene during Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
really?
I do. Because if you don't want to be part of the family, then get out.
What are you
not part of the family the way you act.
Oh, boy.
I'm not part of the family?
No. You don't act right, you're not part of the family.
Whoa.
Oh! You threw a turkey at me? Don't blow up!
Oh, my.
And you're filming? Oh, I'm so sorry!
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry! What's
the wire? No! No! I'm done!
Wow.
I'm done!
I'm so sorry about that.
Verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. And no political party or political leader is going to restore America to its greatness unless it brings them back to God. Verse 8. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity, and it has become like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Look at what has happened. Where did we start with this? Where did we start? We started with Leviticus 19 and verse 29, right? You shall not prostitute your daughters. And the sons go right along with it. And look what has happened to this world. Look how upside down and backward it has become. Verse 12, my people seek advice from their wooden idols. And their rod declares to them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray, and they have gone a-whoring away from under their God. They sacrifice on the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because its shade is good. So your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your brides shall commit adultery. Will I not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, or your wives when they commit adultery? Even the men themselves go astray with whores, and they sacrifice with temple prostitutes. The people who do not understand shall fall. That's quite a description of this nation. Those are hard words, aren't they? And if we speak the prophets of God, we have to do like they do, when we see the times the way that they are. And my prayer is that there will be enough people in America who will try and stop this wanton killing of the unborn and stop Planned Parenthood. That should be absolutely eliminated. And then everyone taught the Ten Commandments of God, and especially the commandments, you shall not murder and you shall not commit adultery. And that marriage is between man and woman as God created. And why should same-sex marriage have equal protection when they cannot reproduce? You see how terrible it has become? So I hope and pray that there will be some action taken. And if there is not action taken, and if there is not stopping this, then you know for sure the judgment of God is going to come. Now, in the next segment, we are going to see why abortion is murder and when life actually begins. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.